I thought for the longest time that it was when Jimmy talked, I blanked out. It's in truth, it's not just Jimmy talking. Anybody that talks about that shit, I seriously just stopped listening to you when you started talking about it. And I'm not being rude to you, because I genuinely listen to just about everything you say, except about like comic books and most of your movies. I don't have time to sit here and listen to this, and we got a lot to talk about.
You told me to turn it on.
I hate it. I hate it, and I hate you. So, John, how's everything? Good. I mean, we're going to talk to you in when we I'm recording. So,
loot crate.
I tried to catch up this morning. I got to the part where Miyagi jumps the fence and kicks ass, but
that's three.
That's as far as I got.
That's episode three. I got finished with that this morning, and then immediately went back to watching.
No, he's talking about the original.
I'm talking about. Yeah, he told me to watch the original.
I'm sorry. You're right. That's a 32 minutes in the original.
Yeah. Yeah. See, Miyagi's dead, so
Miyagi is dead.
Can't be in the new one.
I'm sorry, because I was watching the Karate
Kid
this morning.
Miyagi's dead.
Let me bring my notes up.
Noriaki hat Morita.
I text John last night. I said you might want to brush up on your Karate Kid. He goes, I know everything there is to know about Daniel LaRusso and Mr. Miyagi.
There is nothing in that statement that surprises me.
I've seen it so many times. But yeah, I tried to brush up a little bit today, but laying around with the kid.
It was probably at the Sovereign Center when Ralph Macchio was down there.
I was actually there? Would have saw that.
Not,
yeah, at the Performing Arts Center where he did like a Q&A thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After the a screening of it.
It's so fucking
annoying.
Yeah,
I said to my wife about that, and she just gave me a dirty look, like, there's no fucking way I'm going to that. I was like, all right, fine.
You know the guys from Mystery Science 3000, the original guys, were at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville last night?
No, because you didn't tell me.
I just found out about it yesterday.
And
it
I used to watch that on Comedy Central.
Too late.
I would have went down there.
No, you wouldn't have.
No, I wouldn't have. I don't do anything. I do nothing. I do.
That's okay.
Although you do half is what I do now. Now that you have two.
Yeah. Well, I haven't had to do too much with the new one yet. He's Carter, immobile at this point.
Devin's feeding Carter. She's sitting on his lap. She's feeding him with a spoon.
Yeah.
He starts taking a shit on her lap in his diaper until it's not in his diaper anymore. It's all over her leg.
Yeah.
Right out the side of the diaper. Whoop. That was this morning, like 2 hours ago.
A little oil spill.
Dude, the whole house shut down.
Yeah.
Like, I had to carry him into the kitchen. We had to hose him down. Throw them in the sink. You got to decontaminate that whole area.
I saw some yellow tape up there. I wanted to ask why.
Jesus Christ, man. Are we waiting for Dustin or are we jumping in?
Jump in.
I can see most of the movie in my head.
Yeah, we get it. He's a dick.
That's a nice dress. A couple more pockets, you could be a pool table.
The chicken duck calendar is so confusing.
He's raising psychopathic cult members. Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 76. That's my lucky number.
Is it?
No, but it sounded good.
What number were you in football?
66. Oh. 66.
Lawrence Taylor.
No. 56.
He was 56.
And I played.
That was your buddy Brandon Dom's number?
56.
Because he liked Lawrence Taylor.
Oh. You remind his play style reminded me a lot of Lawrence Taylor when Lawrence Taylor was offensive line specialist. Oh, wait. Anyway, speaking of which, can I borrow your letter jacket?
He's got a special event to go to.
Yeah, a funeral. joining us this week, fresh off the recent birth of his second son.
Congratulations.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Thank my you. Friend, Johnny Madera. Dressed in a, what color is that?
I would say.
Oh, he's color confused.
Yeah. Is that seafoam?
I don't know. I would
my 128 count
Crayola
box.
He would probably say green.
Yeah. I think it's seafoam.
It's nice.
I would just go green.
Like your special powers, you should be able to taste what color that is.
I can smell it. Yeah.
Is this a power color for me?
It's...
I would have to pastel
no. Easter egg-ish.
I would have to admit that power colors are a thing and that I actually believe in them for that to be it.
I think I found my power color. I think it's blue.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Well, you're not wearing blue today.
But like you asked me about what color Vu shirt is, like I had said before on the show, I can see colors. I just don't know my colors.
He can see five distinct
colors. I know red.
Did you miss that lesson?
Blue. No, I know like the specific colors, but once you get into like that, I'm not really sure what that is.
That's
like this shirt.
I mean,
that
that's
I'm
fair. I don't know
red.
That anybody knows what that is.
I would think mixing some dark green and white would make that.
Right. That agreed, but that's got that's certainly got a name.
I'm sure it does.
It's probably got like six different names depending on the paint manufacturer that's making it.
Do they have an app for that? Take a picture of the color.
I'm
going to
call
it
Seafoam.
Seafoam.
Today I'm going to call it Seafoam.
I'm cool with that, Seafoam.
I'm going to call it Light Seafoam because I do think it's a little light to be Seafoam.
Seafoam Light.
No.
Light.
No, that's a completely different thing.
That would be another color.
Yeah. That would be a different color.
You guys are going the wrong way with the color thing. It's certainly not Seafoam Light. I mean, don't be fucking stupid. Anyway, all right, back to the Chicken Duck, Saturdays with Chicken Duck. Ready? We're going to get back to it now. John,
yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Vu, welcome back. Vu.
Thank you.
Hey, sorry about the shirt mess.
Seafoam Light, that's okay.
No, Vu.
No.
We just had this discussion.
We're going to keep starting over until we get this right.
Light Seafoam.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And Casey.
Hello.
In your non-power color red shirt.
Yep. No, this is my not a power color for me. No. Nope.
I'm just curious what days you would just when would you wear your power color?
Whenever I take it out of my suitcase.
You seem more like a Wednesday power color guy kind of guy.
Yeah, Wednesday is usually my power day, so.
Yeah.
I really go hard on Wednesday.
That power gets you up over the hump.
What is your power?
Roofing. Walking around roofs.
So, big week last week.
Huge week.
Thought it went really well.
Really well.
Johnny, I don't know if you're aware, but we interviewed a guy last week.
Les.
And this guy is in charge of all the potheads in Pennsylvania. Right?
How do you
pretty
get
much.
That job?
Well, I mean, he just kind of made it, but.
Okay.
No, we had Keystone Cannabis Coalition. Les Stark was here with his fiancée, Erica, talking a lot about legalization and hemp and all kinds of fun stuff. It was a good week.
Is that the episode you sent me yesterday?
Yep.
I'll have to listen to that.
That was good. I listened to it. I thought it was a good episode.
I'll be honest. It was certainly, I'd say by leaps and bounds, our most informative and cohesive podcast. Like from start to finish, we kind of had an agenda. We dealt with it. The podcast was over, and we were like, okay, we completed something today. That was great. So it only took us 74 episodes to get there.
Yeah.
We did it. Our
listener, Kyle, the guy that lives across the street from Jan,
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago when we fucked the episode up and it was only 19 minutes, he texted me and he goes, thanks for wasting 19 minutes of my time with this pathetic podcast last week. 70 episodes and still making rookie mistakes. LOL. And then this week he said...
pretty harsh.
Yeah. This week, though, he changed his story, and he said, this guy is great, fucking great speaking voice, such an interesting story, best episode ever, yet it only took 75 episodes.
Yeah, well.
So,
fuck you, Kyle.
Loot crate.
Oh! So we have two really good interviews in our backlog.
Yeah.
That's nice.
The Polka King. What do you guys think about the... did you guys see the video of the...
This is the mucus segment of our show.
My bad.
The video of the lady that called the cops on the two guys in the park because of the charcoal grill?
Yes.
Oh.
What do you think about that? You didn't see that, John?
I didn't even hear about it.
I saw
She was having a fucking meltdown. It was great. Did you see, like, when the cops showed up?
Yeah, yeah.
It was so great. I love that shit.
She called the cops on these two black guys that were having a picnic in this park where...
People have picnics.
Yeah, grills are allowed, but she read the, like, park rules and regulations and found that charcoal grills weren't allowed.
Which is impossible.
And these guys were using charcoal, and she stood there for 2 hours in front of these guys... And was just, like, staring at him, I guess, waiting for the cops to get there because she originally called the cops. And the cops never showed up, so then she called back and was wondering why the cops weren't there yet. So then another lady came along and started recording her. Then the lady started walking away, and this lady, while she was recording her, like, the lady said she was being threatened, and she started crying and all this shit. And it's all in videos. And now there's these great memes, like, everywhere. It's just, like... They put her, like, in the window of the White House while Obama's on the phone, and she's outside on the phone. Or, like, at the Martin Luther King rally, she's, like, on the phone in the background.
crazy.
Did you watch?
But absolutely ridiculous. Like, she wasted two or three hours of her day.
I think she might have been an issue.
Yeah, she's an asshole.
That's highly... Likely, but I'm an asshole. I wouldn't be doing that. Uh-huh. There's a lot of degrees of asshole. I mean, there was something seriously wrong with it. I think there was something also wrong with her.
That's at least seventh degree Dude, asshole level.
She was having a mental breakdown. It wasn't just like she was...
She didn't start having the mental breakdown, though, until she was... She said she was being threatened, and she knew the cops were on the way.
Have you watched that Orange is Trash yet?
No. I don't even know what that is.
We talked about it 2 weeks ago.
Did we? Did we, Ryan?
I wasn't here.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you were. We didn't talk about it.
With the Quantum Leap year podcast schedule, I don't know. I'm confused.
We may have talked about that, but it just
now
didn't happen.
Now you've got me confused.
We may have talked
I don't know if it happened or not.
I just don't think it happened yet.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Next week.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
That's when Buscetti's calling.
Yes.
And then we call him.
Yeah.
Right.
But the reason I brought that up about the lady calling the cops is... this one roof I was on last week in California, when I got there, I got a call from our office saying that I needed to keep my eye out for, like, suspicious activity that they got a report there that someone was
acting like a ninja jumping around from roof to roof.
No,
someone let a cougar off on a roof.
That one of the roofers was driving a forklift. That they weren't supposed to be, or doing something with a forklift they weren't supposed to be doing
on the roof.
That's what I originally had thought, but
how'd they get it up there?
Highly unlikely.
So
forklift races.
Yeah. So when I got there, I asked the guy. I said, "Well, what's the deal with the forklift story?" And he said, "You know, they have those Gradalls with the big forks on them. Well, they were there. There was another crew there the week before he got there, and they were loading all the material up on the roof." And the end of the day, they had a 4x8 sheet of a skid on the forks. And the one guy, the last guy up on the roof, didn't want to climb down the ladder one more time. So he rode the skid down on the Gradle, $10,000 fine. Because somebody out back in their apartment was watching him and recorded the whole thing.
If he would have fell, his family would have sued everybody involved and everybody would be out millions of dollars because of his stupidity and laziness.
Probably should have lost his job, too.
He absolutely.
You lose your job.
He most likely did lose his job. That's the dumbest fucking thing, and super lazy.
But it was probably fun.
I've done it.
At a fucking collector job in the middle of the fucking woods where you and Jan. Like, OSHA don't fuck around, man.
I don't know. I just think it's somebody.
You're not going to get my sympathy for that shit. That's
somebody
fucking,
in an apartment. What kind of fucking life do
it's
they have?
Probably the same fucking lady that yelled at the charcoal guys.
Yeah. That she's there, or whoever it was, recording somebody.
I don't know. That's why you don't do that shit. You never know who's watching you.
Yeah.
It's not, again, we are not in the backwoods of some bullshit bumpkin town. You're in a fucking parking lot at a goddamn Home Depot where there's customers.
No, it was in the back of the store.
Okay. My bad. Did
in the
you get
back
fined?
Of the woods.
No, I didn't get fined.
Then what? There are rules.
Some rules are made to be broken.
Riding a 4x8 sheet of plywood 40 feet to the ground on a lull is not one of those rules.
Yeah, it is.
Ballsy.
There's a lot of shit that can go horribly wrong there.
What if it was a heavy fellow? The plywood could have went.
Did it have a seatbelt on it? You think he had himself strapped to the plywood?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He
was wearing a harness.
Kickflip.
Do you ever watch
wood?
Any of those videos of like the Russians and shit doing crazy shit?
Yeah.
Like putting a fucking picking a forklift up with a forklift on a forklift to load something in the third floor. Yeah. So, are we getting into it?
Well, I was kind of hoping Dustin would be here to talk about it because the whole argument was that Dustin said that Johnny was the bully. So I put a thing on Twitter saying, is Johnny the bully, Johnny or Daniel?
I don't think there's even any question. I genuinely don't believe there's any question.
And then I sent Dustin a screenshot of the poll that I took on Twitter, which actually Daniel got 30% of the votes. There were 45 votes, and Daniel got 30% of the votes.
And all of those people have seen Cobra Kai, I bet.
I don't know. You think?
I just don't see how.
But the question wasn't about Cobra Kai. It was about the first Karate Kid, part one.
Right. But I don't think, if you haven't seen Cobra Kai, I don't think that you're going to put it together and think Daniel would be the
bully. We're talking about 100 people that listen to us maybe once every couple of weeks. Maybe listening to a Facebook post about a movie they saw 35 years ago. So.
But Dustin didn't see Cobra Kai, and he still made that argument.
The argument was he a bully in the original movie?
That's what I originally thought.
Right,
and when
right.
I posted that on Twitter, and I sent Dustin a screenshot of that, and Dustin said, "Well, of course Johnny was the bully." I said Daniel was the instigator, and I said, "Well, I'll still argue that because he wasn't the instigator either."
No,
so
he was just trying to get some puss.
Yeah, but I really wish Dustin was here because he's the one that wants to argue this. We're all on the same page,
maybe
right?
That's why he's not here.
Well, I mean, after Daniel and
there
Miyagi
were,
set the
numerous.
Tournament date, I'm talking about instigation.
Nope.
Daniel started poking the bear
he got,
a little
he got
bit.
A little cocky.
No,
he did, knowing that he couldn't get touched.
The bathroom prank.
No, I'm talking about
that was
no.
Prior to the.
Oh, prior
I'm talking
to the
about
tournament.
After.
Yeah, after
I mean, like when he started getting confident talking to what was
the
her name,
teacher.
Allie. Yeah, the yeah. teacher saying, "Oh, hey, you know these guys would."
Yeah, but
to
he
learn
ended up
paid.
I mean, he had to walk away with the teacher then.
Right, but
I
I'm
didn't
saying,
understand that at all.
But I'm just saying he tried to instigate a little. He tried to poke the bear a little bit. I'm not saying he was a bully, but when you brought up instigation,
well,
like an investigation.
See,
he
I
got jumped by five dudes.
He
okay,
did. He did.
All bets are off. In real life, he'd start taking a knife to school and somebody'd get fucking stabbed.
This is why school shootings happen.
Yeah.
All right, so after the truce was made and they agreed to fight at the tournament, Allie sees...
Are these from your notes?
Yeah. Allie...
I ain't got mine. I just wanted to confirm.
Allie sees Daniel at school and he's beat up. He's got the eye, you know, his eyes
yeah.
all black and blue and everything.
He fell off his bike. You heard it right from his mouth.
What he says.
Yeah, well, he got pushed.
Lucky no hurt hands.
He got pushed down a fucking hill is what happened. He didn't fall off his bike.
He didn't actually get pushed down the hill.
They ran him off the road.
Not physically pushed.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
But five guys next to him ran him off the road.
And I just want to throw this out here. Those five guys were not making hamburgers. I just wanted to clear the air on that. Okay. There has been.
What you mean?
The five guys.
Different five guys.
Yeah,
not
it's
the,
a different.
Not those five guys.
Yeah, these
not
five.
The delicious five.
These five guys went on to be douchebags in real life.
Right.
The original five
not
guys.
The same five guys.
Not the okay. same five That's guys,
good.
Right.
Okay, good. So, Allie says that she's going to handle
Luke
it.
Luke Crate.
Allie, let's put something out there. Allie has not done anybody favors for at all. This whole movie has been about Allie being a selfish bitch.
But you know what? Her radio did get smashed. Wasn't that her radio?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, she could have been like, hey, Daniel, this guy's a real douchebag. Let's just keep this on the DL. Maybe let's not, you know.
Flaunt it.
These five guys will beat your ass. They hang out with this psychopath fucking instructor. That's another thing. How's that guy not in jail? Like, I mean, he's literally, he's raising psychopathic cult members to... Run around and strike first.
Yeah.
Loper, where you at right now? I wish Jeff was here. But yeah, I don't...
What did you say, John?
Well, why wouldn't he be confident? He had a couple of classes of karate at the Y back in
Jersey.
Right,
and he was reading from a book.
Yeah, and he was kicking from a book.
Okay, so you said about Daniel being the instigator.
I'm saying there were times.
All right, well, when Allie said she was going to handle it, she said, I'm going to find that idiot and make this stop after she sees Daniel got beat up. And he said, don't worry, everything's taken care of. He said there won't be a next time. So he goes up to the guys when he sees them, and he politely says to Johnny...
Politely.
politely.
Hey, I wanted to apologize about the eye, Johnny, and he asks Tommy if his shoulder's okay.
I want to point out, this is more fucking work than you have ever done, ever in your entire life, for any school-related project.
He says them to be careful, you know, out there and watch out for buses, and... He's being real nice about the whole thing. He's not instigating anything. So what do you have to say about that, Boo?
That was your perception of that incident. Yeah. That's fine.
And then the greatest line of the movie, I wrote this down too, Tommy, the one with the busted up shoulder, when Daniel walks away with Allie, Tommy yells, it must be take a worm for a walk week.
That's great.
That is a great lot.
My biggest defense from Danny was the plaid tucked into the camo pants. He had a plaid shirt on.
With
an undershirt tucked into long camouflage pants.
Was that when they went to the golf and stuff?
I think it was at school.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was school.
Unacceptable. I think that's why Johnny wanted to beat him up. So yeah, the bathroom thing, he was obviously the instigator. But
the bathroom thing, though, happened before the truce.
Right.
And it was after they pushed him down the hill.
Yeah.
Didn't push him, sorry.
Rode him off the road.
Yeah.
Attempted murder, they call that.
I think Ryan's a Cobra Kai sympathizer.
I'm pretty sure three or four of the events that happened to Daniel would be attempted murder.
A jailable offense. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
The group of them beating the shit out of him, that was bad, you know.
So the only other run-in that Daniel and Johnny have together is at the golf and stuff when they're leaving, and Johnny invites them to go along. But
doesn't he even invite his mom?
Well, he says...
Says she has a nice car.
Yeah, Mrs. LaRusso. But then at the dance, they're at the dance with the... I don't know what that event was with the parents. And Johnny was dancing with her.
So that whatever dinner.
Just a dinner.
Yeah, dinner.
Just a rich person dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
Reseda must be a really shitty place.
Yeah. Johnny saw Daniel coming through the kitchen to look for Allie. Johnny practically raped her on the dance floor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was sexual assault,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that was sex. That's another jailable
her dad
offense.
And her mom are standing right fucking there, and they were, like, talking to him, and he was laughing about it.
Yeah.
And she left.
And then Daniel looks like the asshole because
assault,
he's... Daniel looks like the asshole because he's covered in spaghetti, though.
Right. I didn't understand on what planet a girl's parents would be okay with that behavior.
Yeah.
Not acceptable.
Yeah, and then the dad says, well, before all that happened, the dad says, are you and Johnny having problems or something? And she says that they're not together, and then he asks if she has a date.
That piece of shit from Reseda. Yeah. That's what I mean. Reseda must really suck.
So that was their last encounter. Like, there wasn't too much interaction between Johnny and Daniel after the truce. There was only those two instances.
Right.
So how you can say that he's the instigator, I'm just saying. I think John might be right. You're a Cobra Kai sympathizer.
Well, if I sit here and agree with you completely, how are we going to have this discussion?
That's true.
Listen, we're just making sure we're all on the same page.
But Ryan's not. He wants to argue.
Well, this might not be the platform that you want to argue about.
I want to say that Daniel did not. I mean, he was polite in what he was saying.
Again,
he was being
murder,
a smartass.
Sexual assault. These are some serious charges against your boys.
Trying to get them to study something they're not interested with the principal or teacher or whatever. I mean, come on.
That's really low. Yeah.
checking back through my notes.
Let's keep it above the belt.
There was one more encounter before the tournament.
Uh-huh.
And Cobra Kai pushed Daniel from behind. It was Dutch. He came in the locker room and pushed Daniel from behind.
Daniel was in the wrong locker room. That's why. Didn't you see the Cobra Kai sign on the thing? I mean,
I think it was a neutral locker room, Ryan.
Oh.
And another thing about the whole thing
is, in the '80s, they didn't have gender neutrality in there or whatever.
The hell's going on here?
My notes clearly say that Johnny and his friends. I missed a word there, but
I wish I had notes. I was only given the assignment yesterday. I didn't have time to prepare for this.
I don't have any
notes.
I did
most of my work yesterday anyway.
When I told you to prepare, John, you said, I know everything there is to know.
I know quite a bit. I mean, I can see most of the movie in my head.
I just rewatched it Friday night. So
one other thing, though, I have to say is...
well, you're wrong. No, I'm sorry. What were
they,
you gonna say?
They ask Daniel what belt he is, and... Yeah, but Mr. Miyagi made that up. He had like
he stole that belt.
Glasses.
Yeah, I know. No, I know.
That's because so karate is here.
Do you know why?
And here.
Because
never here.
In Okinawa, belt just something.
Hold up.
You
pants.
Hold your pants,
hold pants up
right.
Without rope.
Right.
And you don't think Miyagi should have been gotten a fine or something for stealing that belt?
Where did he steal it from?
At Sinan.
Did he actually have a belt?
At Sinan.
I just told him it was
at Sinan at the tournament.
He swiped and he hit it backwards behind his back to Allie. Allie took it and...
Oh, see, I missed that. Miyagi's sneaky.
Yeah, he's very sneaky.
He picked it up off the table there and did one of these, and then she took it. And
that's my only complaint about Daniel and Mr. Miyagi. Now, Mr. Miyagi, I didn't know he was a thief.
He certainly was. And where did all those cars come from, really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
A maintenance man has like a dozen classic cars.
Right.
Spends his days catching flies with chopsticks.
Coke dealer.
Hell of a property, too.
Yeah.
I was thinking the kids were all on fucking speed or something.
They're smoking pot.
Well, yeah.
A number,
yeah.
You going to finish that number?
Yeah, that Johnny was, yeah.
Did you see him twisting it?
Yeah, it was the worst joint I've ever seen.
All right, well, we're ready for the fight then.
Yeah.
Is the crane kick a legal move?
I think so, because I'm going to go into Cobra Kai here a little, 30 years later at the tournament. You saw it, right? Did you see it? The last fight? Did you watch it all?
No.
Yeah.
So let's not spoiler it yet.
You didn't watch it all yet?
I didn't watch any of it. I didn't even know it was on yet.
I've seen the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm going to say the crane kick was legal.
Yeah.
It's a legal kick.
And I even think in the original Karate Kid, when they got to the tournament and he was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know the rules. I thought Ali was saying something. I didn't quite grab it all, but something about the points.
Yes.
And I thought she said something about the head or shoulders or something being
I don't think you can hit in the head.
No?
Yeah, you can, because you watch all the fights, and there's other fights where guys are getting kicked in the head, so.
Yeah, I thought they were getting punched in the head and whatever.
Yeah, it's a legal kick.
A little foreshadowing for the listeners. So, that's it.
I guess.
See you guys next week.
Good times.
Thanks for the pretzels, Voo.
I think out of it all, John Kreese was the real...
Oh, my God.
He was the real asshole.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
He told Bobby at the...
I always thought that was Joe Piscopo.
No.
No, that's in Sidekicks with Chuck Norris.
Yeah. That's why you're here, brother. That kid's dead.
He is dead.
Suicide, right?
But yeah, John Kreese.
Ladybugs.
Ladybugs. Love Ladybugs.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Martha.
Yeah, Martha.
So... John Kreese tells Bobby at the very end of the fight to put Daniel out of commission.
Right.
And then after his leg is damaged, he tells Johnny to sweep the leg.
Right.
So John Kreese is the real...
Yeah, we get it. He's a dick. That's what I'm saying. He's
a
fucking...
You just look at him.
He's a
like
cult leader,
a bad
dude.
Guy.
He's trying to get them to kill people.
Next week, Breakfast Club. Start researching. I just say that because I have a Breakfast Club t-shirt, and I'll wear it.
What do you got?
Are we done with Karate Kid?
What else do we have to talk about? I want to see. I'll watch the rest of the. Let's watch Cobra Kai now.
All right.
We'll talk about that next week.
Part one and two. Do we need to know? Because I have
part one and two of what?
Karate Kid Part One and Two.
We have to watch.
Well, I thought we discussed one.
Where?
Do we have to watch two and three?
I'm sorry. Parts two
and three.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they relative to the storyline of Cobra Kai?
I don't know. I thought...
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
We have to
remember.
The canon.
John?
Kreese will come back in three.
Two?
No, two, they go to Okinawa.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So Cobra Kai is in the third one.
Well, Kreese is at the beginning of two, because it picks up right at the end of the tournament.
Right.
But then they go to Okinawa.
So, Cobra Kai's in the third one. So they are. So
well, Kreese is in it, but he's the bad guy is David Barnes, I think.
Fucking David.
David?
I'm just pissed at David being a bad guy.
I think Barnes.
Is that his real name?
No. That's his character. I don't know his real name, the actor's name. But
Kreese
comes back in that one.
We have to watch 2, 3. I'm gonna rule out number 4 because that's with
Hilary Swank.
The new one?
Yeah.
The new Karate Kid?
The next.
No, that's Jaden.
Oh, the next Karate Kid.
Yeah, the little Willie Smith.
Yeah.
I did not watch that. I refused to.
Yeah, no.
We're not watching the girl one either, right?
No.
Okay. I've seen the girl one.
Miyagi is in that, though, right? Is Miyagi the...
Yeah.
Shit. See, well, I might have to watch that, though, because there's a whole thing that I want to bring back around when Cobra Kai... When we get to the Cobra Kai discussion, and that's Mr. Miyagi's death. His death date.
You're so upset about it.
I am. It's bullshit. In Cobra Kai, John, Daniel goes and visits Mr. Miyagi's grave, okay? And on it, his death date is listed as November 15th, 2011, okay? Now, the real Pat Morita died November 24th, 2005.
Okay.
So they gave Mr. Miyagi more time on Earth, but why couldn't they just put his real death date on the? Because when was the Hilary Swank movie? That was before 2005. So I mean, it wouldn't matter if he died in 2005. It would have had to be right.
Karate Kid 1 was 84, 2 was 86, and 3 was 89.
Right.
So I would think mid 90s.
So why couldn't they put his real death date on the?
Call him up.
I want to know.
Call him up.
I understand.
Because
Mr.
whoever
Miyagi
wrote it didn't do their fucking research, yeah. And they just made
threw
something
a number
up
down.
Pulled it right out of their ass.
Just a few years off. A few days and a few years off.
It's not like they killed him early.
No, I mean, like I said, they gave him more time on Earth, but I don't know. He's a fictional character
to
begin with. So.
Right.
So, all right. Well, next week, we're going to get into a little...
Shop up on your...
Karate Kid Part 2.
Cobra Kai and
I think we can... breeze through part 2 and 3, and then we'll get into Cobra Kai in a few weeks.
All right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Leah, and I am one half of the hosting team from Autobiography Book Club, and you are listening to a podcast on the No Phony Podcast Network.
This was funny. The other day Arizona, I had a lot of free time, so I went to this town called Jerome. It's a pretty neat little town. Kind of reminded me of Jim Thorpe. But only in the desert, the hills of the desert. I went.
So, okay, just go. I don't want to argue with you.
What? Argue?
I think Jim Thorpe, I think like lush green valley of fucking trees and river. And you're saying, oh, it's like Jim Thorpe, but it's a fucking desert.
Oasis.
It's nothing at all like Jim Thorpe then.
Think more of the town itself, not the surroundings.
So just the town in the middle
like
of the
if you
so
took
it's got a road and a bunch of buildings in it.
Old buildings. Old buildings.
So oh.
In this town, are they real green trees or fake ones?
No, there's no green trees.
There's no green trees.
It's in the hills of a desert.
Yeah, it doesn't look anything
cacti
like Jim Thorpe.
Okay, so it's like Jim Thorpe, but opposite of Jim Thorpe.
Right. It's got roads and streets and...
There are buildings.
Right.
It's like we're looking
houses
down on Wayne's basement.
Oh, they're old.
Only that's not Wayne's basement.
They're old buildings. They're old buildings.
They're old buildings.
So you might not be...
If you took Jim Thorpe and you
just
moved
the buildings.
Just the buildings. And you moved it...
On top of sand.
In the hills.
Sandy Hills.
Sandy Hills of Arizona.
You would be in Jerome, Arizona. All right.
Jerry, as the locals call it. They call it Jerry.
Jerome, Arizona.
Or Romy.
So,
Jerome, Arizona.
Rome. I was in Romy. So, I went to get... There was a good smell of barbecue coming.
Mm.
So, I went down there to get some barbecue, and I was the only one sitting at the bar. And there was this lady that walked in the bar, and she said to the bartender, and you could tell that she was... You know, shit-faced. She said, I want order mac and cheese and 2 chicken wings.
Two.
two chicken wings. And the lady said, well, we don't have mac and cheese, and you can only get 10 chicken wings. I can't do an order of two, you know. And she said, what kind of, do you have anything with pasta? And she said, yeah, we serve a pasta salad. And she said, well, can I try it? So she got, like, you know, the little cups that they put mayonnaise in? She got a cup of that, of the pasta salad, like, in this. And it,
three noodles.
Yeah. And she stood there for, like, 10 minutes. And she's like, oh, boy, this is really good. This is good. Can you talk to the manager about, can I get two chicken wings? And the lady's like, no, I said you can't get, do you, would you like a thing of pasta salad? No, I think I'm going to, I'll remember this for next time, but I'm going to come back.
This is just enough. Filled me right up.
Yeah. And she left.
Got any grapes?
That's, yeah, drunk people are fucking great.
Yeah. And then I was standing behind, and I know I get aggravated sometimes when the attendant is taking longer than they should, you know. So there was two little old ladies in front of another guy that were in front of me. Okay, so it was in front of me was a guy, and then these two little old ladies, and the little old ladies were taking forever to, and they were talking to the other little old lady that was working there. Mm. And the guy in between us just yells, come on! And, like, they didn't, I don't even know if they heard him. Like, they were just, they were so old, they just took their time and went on their way. So, in Arizona, they sell booze at the gas stations. He was buying, he bought three Fireball, like, the airplane bottles of Fireball whiskey with change. That's what he was buying. That's why he yelled at the little old lady.
He was getting the shakes,
at like
man.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So. Was the change at least rolled up?
No, he had it.
He didn't have, like,
he didn't even have the change
rolled
ready.
Up.
Like, he was yelling at them to get out of his way.
Yeah.
Well, the change was probably heavy.
He
carrying
had,
all that change.
He had three things of dollars, like dime. They weren't even quarters. They were like dimes and nickels in stacks. That he had, like, separated. He knew those were the $3, but he had, like, just another pile of change because it was, like, $3.64 for the three bottles, you know?
That's pretty cheap. Around here, they go about $3 a pop.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say it's so. You see them at the register. At the
register. Yeah, they're
like
just little.
$2.99, $3.99 each.
Yeah, now there was $1 a piece.
Could have loaded
That's
it
a
up.
Bargain.
What are you watching?
Yanni or Laurel?
No. Oh,
my God. Yeah, what do you guys hear?
Laurel.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel. You hear Yanni? It depends if I hear it. Like, from Barbara's computer, I heard Yanni. But from my phone, I hear Laurel.
Mm. It's Laurel.
I know it's Laurel.
I don't see how it's Laurel, but I know it's Laurel, too. I hear it.
You
but I read
launched
about
yourself
it.
From a moving vehicle. That's why it's Laurel.
Well, that
many,
comes
many
back,
moons ago.
Yeah.
That comes back to yoga hosers. I heard...
Oh,
Punjabi!
Definitely not. It's absolutely not Punjabi.
Wunderbar. But I hear Punjabi.
Kevin, please. Why don't you ask him?
I did. I tried when we did that episode. I tried to
Clean
ask him. I tried to even drive to New Jersey
we might
to
be
ask
out.
Him.
Well,
that's why I drove to, drove
is he
to New
up
Jersey.
Now?
Yeah, yeah.
You talked to
From,
him about
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I talked to him about his heart attack and about his health,
he's
but, he,
fine,
but he won't yeah, answer us about the podcast.
He didn't have time to talk to us about yoga hosers.
Yeah.
It's definitely Wunderbar.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Okay. I know it is.
So
but
you,
like John,
you wouldn't ask
John,
him if you even saw him.
John, no, like, but I would tell him to listen to the episode because it's funny.
It is funny.
But like John hears Yanni and we hear Laurel. When I watch that movie, I don't hear Wunderbar. I hear Punjabi.
Yeah, I get it.
Anybody got anything else? See, I wish we could get into the Cobra Kai because
well,
I got
now I hear Yanni.
Laurel.
Laurel.
I still hear Yanni.
There's Laurel. That's really weird.
I had a... Deja had her friends over for a birthday party yesterday.
It was a party.
It was a good time.
How did that go?
Turned 7. It went well. We
some
were
folks from the neighborhood over.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And so I think one friend from her classroom came. We invited Well, you have to kind of invite everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So about 27 kids. One came.
Oh.
Thank God for that.
I know. One from the class, I think. Kid from her bus. Two kids down the street.
Did she ride the old number two like we did?
No. Hers is 613. That's right. Her bus number was two.
Why were you guys on the same bus?
I don't know.
How were you even on a bus? How did you like roll down the mountain to get onto your bus?
No, for grade school.
I had to walk 4 miles to my bus stop.
Bigfoot would throw him on his back, run him down to the road.
He's down on a zipline. He just shot him down to the bottom.
They still haven't paved the road that he lives on, so.
You want to know why?
Go for it. I'm waiting.
He's a good tracker.
In grade school, I would take the bus to my aunt's house.
Aunt Linda.
Walt and Cindy.
Oh, Cindy and Cindy.
Over by the river.
Loot crate. So bus number two, we were on bus number two. I couldn't remember the number.
Yep.
I knew it was low.
With Abe was our driver, right? We called him
Abe. Yeah, Abe. That's right.
Looked just like Abe Lincoln.
Sure, he was really happy about that.
Well, maybe he should have fucking shaved his beard then. A different way.
Did he not wear the hat
and everything.
Yeah. Wore the hat.
Big bullet, maybe he should have went.
Big bullet wound in the back of his head.
He should have had a baseball cap on.
Maybe he should have went with a different look if he didn't want to be called Abe.
Yeah, that's a pretty distinct look. I mean, you don't mistake that.
You don't see anybody rocking the Hitler mustache these days, do you?
No, but I mean, Abraham Lincoln, you know.
Yeah, he fucking ruined that for everybody.
Thanks a lot, Adolf.
What, the Hitler mustache?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he kind of invented it, too.
No, Charlie Chaplin had it first, didn't he?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess he would have. Sorry, Charlie. No dressing up like Charlie for you this year.
Yeah. Oh no, no, I'm not dressed as Hitler. I'm dressed as Charlie Chaplin.
You didn't know Charlie?
This is the Chaplin mustache.
You didn't know Charlie Chaplin? You didn't know Charlie Chaplin was a Nazi?
Now, do you really think you should be walking around with that thing? Oh no, this is the Chaplin.
You've got me mistaken.
You can tell because of the shoes. Oh, boy.
Did you see, reading news on my phone yesterday, two guys mountain biking in Seattle got attacked by a cougar and killed one.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, incidentally, there's a cougar loose in Spring Township.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Great. I live there.
I know. Did you not see that?
Hope it doesn't eat French, Boston Terriers.
It's or Chihuahuas.
Pretty sure they eat people. So, yeah, I think they'd be all right with both of those things.
They might splurge on a dog once in a while, yeah. It's a delicacy.
There he is.
There it is. That is the squirrel that was at
it's
my
like,
house.
I like it. It's like it the picture away. Of like Sasquatch like walking through the woods. Like,
yeah,
it's not. This might be a cougar or somebody might have sneezed on the lens of this camera.
Someone's lab got out.
Casey said, those are the squirrels from where I used to live.
Yeah, no,
on the
mountain. That was the.
That's your standard mountain squirrel.
That was the albino squirrel that was at my house. Don't you remember that? From one of the very first episodes?
He used to scare the shit out of the goat.
I saw another odd squirrel at my house today, actually. Had a real red tail. Very red tail.
Sure it wasn't a fox.
No, it was a squirrel.
Or a lemur.
Squirrel. You know what squirrels look like.
So I was asked a tough question the other day. Toby asked me a tough question. He asked me.
Is this the Toby that you know or the Toby that Jim
this
knows?
Is the Toby that I know. Oh, okay. It's not the same Toby. Because
I don't want to get in any kind of fight here.
How the fuck do you know?
Yeah, John's like John missed out on all these episodes. He's just sitting here like, what the fuck?
I don't know anyone named Toby. I kind of feel left out.
Well, good
it's
for
a,
that.
It's a good nickname.
So anyway, he asks me the other day what my top three favorite funniest movies are.
All right.
I don't know that I could narrow it down. I mean, there's so many funny movies out there.
I would need a couple days to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough...
It's tough for me to just come out
top
of...
Top three is...
Caddyshack.
Yeah, I didn't even think of Caddyshack.
I mean, I could give you a top 10 pretty quick.
That's a nice dress. A couple more pockets, you could be a pool table.
I mean, because Step Brothers
comes to mind. Step Brothers
is
right up there.
Yeah.
I think a couple Will Ferrell movies, like Anchorman. The first fucking Anchorman, it was so goddamn quotable. Like,
oh my god, yeah. I mean, the first time I didn't even watch the movie, old was getting school. My haircut, and I was listening to it, and I was dying laughing. Yeah.
See, Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles.
The very first scene of Young Frankenstein when Gene Wilder turns around, just turns around from the fucking chalkboard. I can't stop laughing. Like, he all he does is turns around. And it's not even like giving a funny look or anything. He just turns around. Dude, and I just fucking lose
it. Igor talking when they're coming.
I ain't got nobody.
When they're coming in from the fucking car. And he's something about the bags. And he's like, I'll take the one on the left. But that's what I mean. Like anything by Mel Brooks. Like
Spaceballs.
Yeah, all of those movies.
Have you guys seen The King of Comedy? Have you ever seen that with Robert De Niro? Joey always talks about it on the podcast, and I found it yesterday. Fucking awesome movie. It's from, I think, 83, maybe.
Where can we find it?
Amazon Prime.
You can get the DVD.
Yeah. You can order
the Blu-ray.
You can order the DVD from Amazon and then watch it. No, it's on Amazon
Prime. I got Amazon Prime. I can look that.
It's on Amazon Prime, but fucking awesome movie. De Niro plays just a delusional character, and he kidnaps Jerry Lewis, is this talk show host like Johnny Carson and famous, and he just thinks he never
easy.
He's supposed to be a stand-up comic, Robert De Niro, but he never once has done a set of stand-up comedy ever. Like, he has all the material written, but he's never done a set, and he goes and he tries to get on Jerry Lewis's show, like talk show, as the stand-up guest, and doesn't quite work out for him, so it's pretty good. He ends up going on stage for Jerry Lee Lewis at the end of the movie, but you just have to watch it. I don't want to spoil anything. I know it's from 1982, right, but...
Well, we've been talking most of this podcast is about a movie from 1984, so what's 2 years?
But, yeah, if you have time, fucking watch that. Really good. We watched it last night. Sandra Bernhard's in it. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
This is Kings of Comedy?
The King of Comedy.
The King of Comedy.
Yep.
All right.
Really good movie. The one guy from Scarface is in it. I forget his name.
Al Pacino.
The right-hand man?
No, he was like the other dealer.
Gina Davis.
Oh, you mean Ace Ventura's landlord?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God, John.
I don't know his name, but that's how I can. That's the frame of reference I can use there.
Oh, my God.
Ventura.
Yes, Satan.
I had a very uninteresting week. Westworld, but you know,
yeah, no, about. I think I gotta watch.
Dude, it's so fucking good, man.
I gotta watch it.
God, it's so good.
I will have to take notes on Westworld when I watch it again.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You're gonna need an army of fucking people writing notes for you because it's very goddamn complicated.
Well, I just found out that it is tied in to the very original movie.
Yeah.
From the 80s. Oh. Did you know that?
70s.
No, I think it was 1981.
Really?
Google it. Look on your smart box.
Use your computer machine there.
I might need to. My boss told me I needed to watch that.
But it is tied in. Because in the first season, Bernard, he's down in the one level of the Westworld where it's all dark. Mm-hmm. And he's scanning across his flashlight against the one wall, and you can see the gunslinger, which was the original character in the original movie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
they have an Easter egg.
Yeah.
They're not tied in.
It's tied together because
Easter egg.
They keep talking like 30 years ago, the mishap at the park or whatever.
Season two.
They talk about that in season two.
Dude, it is so fucking... Fuck. I want to watch it again right now. It's fucking... 73, the original Westworld.
1982.
Right here. Westworld, 1973. Do you know there's a future world?
You're reading that wrong. Yeah, future world is fucking terrible. I couldn't get through the first 3 minutes of it.
Nice.
It's really bad.
I don't know what these worlds are.
Yeah. Well, Westworld, that's HBO, right? Mm-hmm. I got to get that HBO Go. I don't have access to the HBO.
I've never heard
currently.
Of Westworld.
Never?
Never.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm. Watching something called The Path on Hulu. It's with Aaron
Jesse
Paul.
Evans.
It's pretty good. It's kind of like Scientology. Like it's like a cult-based thing. But we're on season 3, and I heard they canceled it, so I got about 10 more episodes to go, and then I'll be finished.
That's like, we started watching Bloodline. Did you guys ever see that? I heard Jeff Bridges' brother, what's his name? Lloyd. Right, he was on Mark Maron's podcast a while back, and he was talking.
Lloyd's the dad.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
Bo.
I was
going to
say
yeah.
Lloyd's the father.
He was talking about this show Bloodline that he's on Netflix. So we started watching the first season. Well, Bo's not in the first season. He's in the third season, and after the third season, they cancel it.
There isn't one.
So like now we're watching the second season. I'm hoping that after the third that they ended it with like a conclusion. You know what I mean? That it's just not like fuck now. There's not going to ever be another season.
Yeah, a lot
season,
of loose
you know?
Ends
yeah.
that don't get tied up.
I've been watching Into the Badlands.
Oh, yeah? That's
yeah.
a good fucking show, man.
You like that?
I like that, yeah. First season too. I watched. I didn't see the second season yet.
And I'm on season 3.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a season 3.
It's on now. It's
oh, wow.
going on right now.
Yeah, I really like that show. I got to watch it again. It's
What's
all on
that
Netflix.
Then?
It's like a post-apocalyptic thing, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. I just shit myself.
Yeah, that's a really good show.
Yeah, it's good.
What else?
Memorial Day next week.
Yeah, we're
today.
I can't record. Yeah. Happy Memorial Day. We're gonna be off next week.
Thanks for the invite.
I'll be in Florida. Anything else?
That's all I got. All
right.
Yeah.
Go Chicken Duck Pod by the pins.
How's our pin come
yeah,
doing?
How's good.
Are you having
thank
a
you
big rush of pin come?
Yes. Thank you to Sharky.
come. I caught that.
Thank you to Sharky, Kevin, and Keith for pin
they
purchases.
Each buy like 30?
No.
You might want to reach out and see if they want to ask any of their friends if they want any.
Wholesale. They could be our wholesale pin distributors.
Yeah.
We're on the No Phony Podcast Network. Go to nophonynetwork.com.
What was the other one podcast that Balls Deep or something it was?
That was the pot of the week last, or the pot of the month last month. And this month it is...
The Know Your Draft Podcast.
But definitely check them out on Twitter.
No Phony.
NoPhonyNetwork.com.
Yeah.
Insert podcast here.
Long pause.
Man, you are magical with these back edits.
Hey, does anybody hear from Jimbo lately?
Nope.
No?
MIA.
Literally.
Out west?
Yeah, he's in Austin.
Was in Austin. We don't know where he is currently.
Right. Currently.
He could be in Guatemala by now.
Yeah. Currently at this time and date, I do not know where Jim Morgani is, but last we knew he was in Austin working at a
mobile home
dealership. Selling mobile homes.
Salesman? Oh, yeah.
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 Yep.
You didn't know that he
How
was...
do you get that off the street? Just walk in and get a job doing that?
Well, you got to be in a target-rich environment, you know, like where they have a lot of mobile homes.
Right.
So if that doesn't
I'll
work.
Go up to that place on 61, see if I can get a job.
Those aren't mobile homes.
They have campers up there, yeah.
Those are
the
campers.
Mobile, you know, you drive them. They're mobile homes.
They're mobile campers.
I have a funny feeling that he's not selling RVs.
No, definitely
selling
not RVs. Yeah,
mobile homes,
no,
like trailer homes.
Like when you say, like a mobile home, it's not actually a mobile home. It's a home that you take somewhere, sit at
it.
Has,
it's
and
not
then
very
it
mobile. That is it.
An immobile home that was moved there once. Yes,
it's just like sheds.
Right.
I don't consider my
it's
shed
a large,
mobile home.
It's a
right.
large. He's selling large livable sheds.
Jesus Christ! Is that it?
Yeah, that's
got anything else? Anything you need? We want to talk about?
You got nothing, man. Been sitting around my house.
Happy your wife's not pregnant anymore?
Yeah.
I sense a slight bit of hesitation there.
It's just
waking up in the middle of the night.
Another baby, you know. It's
how is everything? Sleep? I mean, is he sleeping well yet?
He gets up every 2-3 hours to eat and stuff, but it's good. You know, it's.
What did you
it's
say?
It's not as exciting, I guess, as the first time because you're all scared. Yeah. It's all new. It's just like. I did this before. Yeah. No big deal.
What did you say yesterday? He kind of just sleeps,
sleeps, and he wiggles a little bit. But
yeah.
He's good. I mean, yeah, he doesn't fuss much. Healthy appetite. Yeah,
also,
you know,
buddy.
10 days old, so he doesn't do a whole lot, but he's good.
Really coming into his own.
20 days.
He'll Luke be, likes him. Lucas likes him.
He'll
so.
Be 20 days old by the time this comes out. He's 27, maybe. No.
What?
17.
What the fuck?
Isn't that the common core math that they're always bitching about now?
The chicken duck calendar is so confusing.
Yeah, no shit. He'll call me and be like, hey, what time is it there? Like, it's 5:30. Oh, it's 6:47 here.
Well, you round. You
what
round.
Day of the week you got there, bud?
Where the fuck are you?
You round.
It's
your
5 o'clock
in,
next week.
I'm in a shed in fucking Singapore. I don't know.
You round your numbers when I give the specifics.
Yeah, because I'm usually driving. And I don't care. All right, we all done here.
Yes, sir.
I got things to do. Like lay down and do nothing. But it's been emotional. Do I need to say anything about anything? You already just said that, didn't you? Insert podcast here. Thanks again. Insert podcast here from Johnny, Ryan, Casey, and myself. Have a wonderful week. It's been emotional. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Try to be best, because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to do good. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got to hang tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Try your best to win them all, and one day time will tell. When you're the one left standing there, you've reached the final bell. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Okay.